The scriptures for March 11th were Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, the snake of fiery copper, and John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, looking to God's light, doing God's work. Last week at our annual meetings, we had some difficult decisions to make, and so this week's reflection theme, Lenten learnings, hurting brings healing. I'm going to begin today by acknowledging that what I'm going to say may make some a bit uncomfortable. That will not be a surprise to most of you. What I offer you is what I hear in my heart. It is what God and I have had a conversation around. It is built around the scriptures that the lectionary chooses for today, and specifically this week, the life of the churches of the Pioneer Pastoral Charger. Last week, we had a long day of annual meetings. We knew it was coming, and we were given the opportunity to prepare for decisions to be made. Like the people following Moses across the desert, we set off into our day. Some of us had packed what we needed, some of us hadn't. Perhaps, like those people of long ago, we hadn't been looking too far ahead lately, so not everyone was prepared for a bump in the road. We faced some obstacles along the way. We didn't have enough people show up to make decisions for three of our meetings, so we had to change the plans to get the commitment we needed. This was the first time Alsace United Church had had an annual meeting as part of the Pioneer Pastoral Charge. They were also the only church which had a full quorum present. No matter where you might find yourself in the national or local church today, there are going to be new and unknown journeys. Alsace's willingness to jump into this journey with us was inspiring to others who were there last Sunday. They came, they stayed and travelled with us. The Serial United Church was represented by two people at the table, and we needed more. So we had a conference call instead, with the majority of our participants at the other end of phones. Work needed to be done. Instead of lamenting what wasn't available, we found a new way to get around the problem. The Oyen United Church found themselves in the middle of the desert, realizing that they did not have enough funds to do the work of the church that they wanted to do in the way they wanted to do it. There were complaints. People were irritable and cross and really uncomfortable with what they needed to do. The reality of our situation hurt. It bit. The conversation wasn't easy. There were those who wanted to turn back and not address the issue. There were others who wanted to rush ahead, anticipating the next obstacle without dealing with the first one. What we realized was that if we want to continue this journey, change was needed to stay alive. Then we made decisions together. We began to work to seek solutions, to refocus ourselves on what was needed to be done to keep God's work alive in our community. The people of Israel did the same thing. They grumbled and complained, and yes, some of them died doing it. We haven't gone that far yet. Then they realized that they needed to focus themselves on what they were really there for and what God was asking them to do. When the journey gets rough, talk to God. When we don't understand how we got into a bumpy, dry place, talk to God. If we are journeying together with a bunch of people, then we need to work together to do what is necessary. And how do we do that? Talk to God. And then share the insights with our neighbors. God had Moses put a snake in front of the people to remind them that when they lost focus, life changes. In putting that reminder in front of them, God helped them be aware of the dangers of not trusting each other, of not working together to be their best community. Even if they stumbled a little bit, one look at that snake on a stick would be enough to remind them that there were better choices to be made. I wonder what our snake would look like. Will it be an empty pulpit? Would it be a rock? Something to remind us that we stumbled because we weren't looking ahead. In John's Gospel, we hear the voice of Jesus say that the snake on a stick was to remind people that God can be trusted. God will lead us through this desert path. We also heard Jesus say that God didn't send him so that people could be accused of making wrong decisions, but so that they could be helped to make right decisions. Anyone who trusts in him will have life. It starts to get a bit sticky here, doesn't it? What if, in this moment of our journey, we are being asked to talk to God? What if we are being asked to listen to the guidance that Jesus has given us? What if we are being challenged to trust God and love our neighbor? Today's scripture tells us that God will show us the way. That if we trust in God to guide us, we will know what we are to do next. Part of our conversations last week showed us that we need to do some more building of church community, not just the pastoral charge community, but also our congregational community. We need to share the excitement as well as the responsibility of being a member of the church. We need to let folk know that their voice and opinion is important and necessary to keep the church moving forward on its bumpy journey. We need to reconnect with neighbours. We need to be bold and tell our church story and invite people to be part of it. We need to trust that if we work together with God as our guide, we will be invited into something amazing and life-giving. What if, as we tell our story, we are reminded of all that the church can offer? What if we find ourselves guided along a new road to offer faith and hope to the world? Jesus said, "Anyone working and living in truth and reality welcomes God light so the work can be seen for the God work it is." This is our truth. This is our reality. Let's work with it. Let's hear God's invitation to speak to our neighbors. Let's hear God's invitation to tell the story of faith communities that we think are so important. Let's not let the pain of this change stop us. Let it help us to identify what needs to be healed and to get to work to do it. Let the love of God, the light of Christ, show us where we are headed together. Amen.